Thanks for tuning into the ElfQ Pod, where it's all money to your ears. I'm Ross Graham, your host. We've developed the ElfQ Pods to allow our financial experts here at Eli Lilly Federal Credit Union to share their knowledge with you. We hope you learn a lot and enjoy the show. You've joined us for Decipher Your Credit, Part 1, Your Score. Your credit score doesn't have to be a mystery to you. Beth Underwood, a financial counselor with ElfQ, is here to help you better understand this topic. But before I pass things off to her, I want all of you to know this is your ElfQ Pod. And that means we want audience participation. Later on, you'll hear how you can call or write to us with your questions about today's topic. So let's dig into your credit score with Beth in part one of our ElfQ Pod called Money Matters.
Thanks, Ross, and thanks to our listeners for being here. Your credit score means a lot to you and has a big impact on your financial life. The next few minutes is intended to help you understand this big picture that is your credit score. A good place for us to start is the Fair Isaacs Company, the group that created the credit scoring system. This is why you often hear a credit score called your FICO score. This three-digit number measures your credit risk, including your debt repayment history and your likelihood to repay future debt. This score ranges from 300 to 850, and the higher your score, the better. When you apply for a loan, this score is a large factor in the creditor's decision. There are three major credit reporting agencies, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. For consistency, each of them uses the FICO scoring system to calculate a credit score. According to FICO, the factors that make up your credit score fall into five main categories. Each one has a value that reflects the impact it has on your score. The values include, number one, payment history. 35% of your score is based on whether or not you make payments on time. Number two, amounts you owe. 30% of your score is based on how much credit you've been granted versus how much you've used. For example, your credit card limits total $10,000 and your balances total $4,000, so you have 60% available. As the gap between your limits and your balances narrows, your credit score drops. So, you should not close all of your zero balance credit cards. You need to keep those limits open to help your ratio. In fact, we recommend keeping your balances below 30% of your credit available. Zero balances will help you achieve this. Number three, length of credit history, 15% of your score. This refers to the number of years since your first trade line was established. The longer, the better. This value also considers the time since and between your transactions. Number four, new credit, 10% of your score. New credit variables include the number of accounts you've recently opened and the time since you've opened them, the number of credit inquiries made, and what types of accounts you have in use, such as credit cards, secured loans, and other types. And finally, that leads us to number five, types of credit in use. This 10% looks at how much variety you have among your accounts. You should have a good mix of credit cards, retail accounts, installment loans, and a mortgage. This factor also considers whether or not you're using finance companies to obtain credit, which can have a negative impact on your score. Ultimately, your credit score can help you or hurt you, depending on where it falls. If it's strong, you might have been able to increase your credit card limit recently. If it's not so strong, you might have been denied an auto loan to buy your dream car not long ago. Now that you know more about your FICO credit score, I want to mention another influential number. It's called the Bankruptcy Risk Score, or BNI score, and ranges from 1 to 300, with 300 being the best. The Bankruptcy Risk Score measures how likely a person is to file bankruptcy and is geared specifically to lenders. The variables for the bankruptcy score come directly from your credit report. Things such as how your credit is used, how often a bill payment is late, and the number of inquiries you've made. To learn more about your FICO score, we recommend visiting FICO's official website at www.myfico.com. That's myfico.com. It offers a wealth of information about your credit score and history. Meanwhile, you might want to look into some options from ElfQ to improve your credit score.
Thanks, Beth. Since you mentioned there are ways to increase your score, I'd like to introduce Dee Dodd, a member of our sales team here at ElfQ. She can shed light on the road to improving your credit in part two of our ElfQ Pod called Savvy Solutions.
Exactly, Ross. As Beth mentioned, you can take steps now to improve your credit rating. For starters, I suggest consolidating your credit card balances to a single source with a much lower rate. think about an ElfQ signature loan. This simple switch can help to raise your credit score and reduce the time it takes to pay off your debt. There are many benefits. A better rate than most credit cards. It's a closed-end loan, so you can't continue to rack up debt, which is what happens with the revolving credit. And you can payroll deduct or auto-transfer your payments, so it's seamless. Ready to sign on the dotted line? Call the ElfQ sales team to get the debt consolidation process rolling. 800-621-2105, extension 1.
Consolidation makes perfect sense, Dee. Great advice. That brings us to Tangible Tips, where we toss out some simple ideas you can start today to make your money life better.
In today's Tangible Tips, we're featuring a technique to pay off debt called PowerPay. It's a simple concept that can help you take control of your bills. And it works like this. First, stop borrowing or charging any more expenses immediately. Second, begin making power payments on one account. Usually, this is your loan with the highest interest rate or the highest balance. Meanwhile, make smaller payments on your other debts. Third, each month, send as much as you can to your biggest balance. And send an extra payment if you come into a bonus or tax refund. Finally, as soon as the first debt is totally paid, apply that payment to your next debt. Continue to combine the payment amounts from your paid-off loans until all your balances reach zero. Want to know more about PowerPay? Call ElfQ and ask for our credit counseling experts. This was Tangible Tips from ElfQ.
Back to the show and moving on. Allow me to introduce Terry Mossbrucker, another credit counseling expert here at ElfQ, with some information about part three of our ElfQ pod called ELF Q&A, the portion of the show dedicated to your questions and our answers.
Ross is right. We're ready to hear from you. If you have questions about credit that you would like us to address in a future ELF Q pod, please call this special number and leave a voicemail. 317-644-6842. Or send a message to seminars@elfq.org. Be sure to leave your name and number so we can contact you if we decide to feature your call in a question and answer session next time. Please submit your questions, and I look forward to answering them.
That's all the time we have for today. In our next ElfQ pod, we'll delve into how the prices on your loans are set in Decipher Your Credit Part 2, Your Rate. In the meantime, visit ElfQ.org to explore the many ways your Eli Lilly Federal Credit Union can support you, or call 800-621-2105 to speak with someone anytime Monday through Friday between 7:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for tuning into ElfQ Pod, where it's all money to your ears. We hope you'll come back again to listen.